The 740 Report.
I'm Brian Fitzgibbon. This is the 740 Report.
News.
First this morning, the Moines Shire has been in a state of disarray recently, with a recount taking place this week after last year's council election results were challenged. The recount led to two candidates being tied with 1,312 votes each. The deciding vote came down to the Victorian Electoral Commission's computer, which is joining us now. Computer, good morning.
Yeah, hi.
This must have been an easy decision for you.
No, it was pretty tough, actually.
But surely you just randomly picked one of them.
No, I did some research.
You did some research?
Well, I mean, I own my computer, so I just went online.
Right. And what did you look at?
Facebook. It's my favourite.
And what did you find?
Well, I found out that Mick Wolfe has more friends than Jeff Rollinson.
Are you sure you were looking at the right people on Facebook?
Mick does have a beard and lives in San Fran, doesn't he?
Why was it better to use you than tossing a coin?
Oh, that's just so random.
Well, wasn't that the whole point?
What, you don't care about who's on your local council?
But you're a computer. You're not supposed to have an opinion on anything.
Oh, yeah? Well, why do you think computers crash all the time?
Computer, thanks for your time.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going back to MySpace now.
Coming up on your ABC.
Tonight on ABC Television at 7 o'clock, it's the news, featuring all your favourites from the last 24 hours. That's followed by a documentary about something, wildlife possibly, and then it's time for a BBC show, probably The Bill. After that, there might be another BBC show or a game show or perhaps the American show the commercial networks accidentally forgot about. To round out your evening, there'll be some smug smirking on Late Line, and then another game show, except this one may have some naughty words in it. And then, because someone lost the test pattern several years ago, we'll show a really old black and white British film, the same one we showed last week. That's tonight on your ABC.
740.
To fashion news now, and it seems the PM's wife has caused something of a sartorial sensation in the US following her recent visit. US correspondent Katie King has this report.
They're called monster cuffs, and they're springing up everywhere in the wake of the recent visit to the US by Australia's First Lady, Therese Rain. In fact, Fashion Week in New York has been completely overtaken with the supersized sleeve ends, which have been exciting fashion houses everywhere from Arkansas to Warsaw. Kurt Van Kurten is the head of Cuffs and Collars with exclusive fashion boutique Shirts A Go-Go.
It's just like totally amazing. I mean, who would have thought the next big trend would come from like Aussie land? But it's true, you know, big cuffs, they're just going to be huge this season.
And they certainly are big, with some shirts on the catwalk this week sporting cuffs of up to 2 meters wide.
The 2 meter cuff is just incredible. It's like having a sail from a ship at the end of each arm.
And it's not stopping there.
You know, this has been like a kind of awakening for the fashion industry. I mean, we're looking at other things that we haven't made big yet to see what else might be possible. Because, you know, we've already had the big skirt, we've had big pants, big bell bottoms. But what else? You know, I am seeing big socks for winter, like really big. Like maybe even just a whole outfit could just be the sock. You know, it's electric.
And it's big. I'm Katie King at Fashion Week in New York with the latest in fashion news.
And that's 740 for today.